Blog Talk Radio.
It's not that I don't want you here. Yeah. It's something about the way you stare into my eyes. I know that I don't make things clear. I fall for.
Unforgettable sex, I lay your head on my chest, I feel my heartbeat, freaking part of
deep, but more deep. It's just more to leave. It's hard to creep since I found Joe. Every pretty round brown wanna go down low. With this boogie down professional, I'ma let you know. Mess up with the blows, get your clothes, cause you got to go. I could go downstairs, little brown heads everywhere.
Nasty
twins. I don't care. Round here they call me Big Pun. Hit you with the big guns, big time. Time to make the shit.
Hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot. Got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop. Bust the punk and wicked when I even a week. Don't stop me. In the hot tub, popping bubbly, rubbing your spot. Got to scream and punish me, but it don't stop. Get wicked when I stop even a week. Don't stop, get it,
I don't wanna be crazy.
In the terror's flow.
We back. Had some technical difficulties, but we back on the set. We back on the air. Like I was stating earlier, I have two cousins, brothers, graduated today from Franklin Central. I don't know how they graduated at the same damn time, but they did that shit. So congratulations to her old and her old grandfather. So he's got such a little kid. Crazy. So shouts out to all Geminis. The birthdays are flowing. Shouts out to No Haters who had their memorial party on Saturday. Had live DJ Shay Shay was killing it. They had Louisville. They have a sister club in Louisville called No Haters as well. They had people from Louisville here, Detroit, Anderson. So it was really, really nice. I hung out with the motorcycle riders Saturday and kicked it. Had a good old time. Sunday, karaoke was canceled because they partied so. Can I get a bottle of water? They partied so hard. Saturday night, they was tired for Sunday. So I ended up going around the city trying to see what was going on. So went to Epic. They had their outdoor band was there. And then passed out some flyers for the comedy show this Friday. Can I get a bottle of water while you're in there? Please. Passed out some flyers for the comedy show this Friday. The Dazzling Divas are hosting the Father's Day comedy show for Funny First Friday. That will be myself, Tana B., Wynette, Little Stephanie, Gigi, and Miss Poovy. Which on Saturday, we're going to be right back at it. We have a double duo this weekend. Myself, Miss Poovy, Little Stephanie, and Wynette. We are doing the Mail Review comedy show. We did in February, so we're going to do this again. Are you dancing? Yeah, you can dance. You could be the opening act. You could be the opening act, Dwayne. So we got back shows, and so I think that's going to be some fun. The ladies get to, the Dazzling Divas get to be on stage together. So if you need them tickets for Funny First Friday, you need to get them. They're 10 $10 in advance, $15 day of at the show. So, with that being said, Dwayne, come on over. So you said you went to a comedy show this weekend? Oh, I do need to unmute you.
Hey, hey, how y'all doing? Hi.
I'm good. I'm blessed.
Yeah, libations close to me. Yeah, I well, we've been busy over here at the Yarza Studios. You know, here at the studio above us, they have a venue upstairs, and they have comedy on Sunday night. They have a comedy show every Sunday night, right? And it was actually last Sunday I went to the comedy show because Godfrey, you know who Godfrey is? Godfrey is he's a funny comedian. He makes a lot of impressions or whatever. Well, he was in town. And so Jack was in New York. I cannot think of his name, but he's homosexual. He's a gay comedian. It's first time I ever sat through a whole set. Well, let me rephrase it. It's the first time that I knew that I sat in a full set of a male homosexual that his jokes is about his gay life, right?
Mm.
Funniest ever. Funny. I got to get this young man's name. He was the funniest, not to harp on gay, but that was his act about him being gay. I had to get past the gay threesome that he talked about. once I get past watching a young man on TV, on the stage, him sucking dicks,
I was like, whoa, hold down.
So once I got past that, time to be this guy is talented. I got to get his name. He was so funny. I mean, he had everybody rolling. His whole set was tight. Funny as hell.
I had to get him. We might have to put him on the stage.
Yeah, I get his name for you, but yeah, he was funny. I was like, yo. And so I went to that. Then the brewery upstairs, you know, they known for their beer, but now they made a whiskey, a gin, and a vodka, right?
Oh.
But all it says is rubbing alcohol. We we was in there toe up off
alcohol.
A yeah, we was toe up in there. We had one beer, one shot, and we was wasted.
Wow.
We was wasted.
How big was that shot?
The shot was just a regular shot. But whatever they make it out of, it don't have no taste. It just tastes like straight alcohol. We was wasted.
Y'all had some rubbing alcohol.
We had a good time, though. We had fun at the comedy show. So then... this past Friday, well, you know, after we did the Culture King show here at the studio, they had another concert upstairs because they're having like a celebration too or something, whatever.
Black Circle
Brewery. Yeah, Black Circle Brewery. Yeah.
That didn't used to be the name. Can they change that?
Mm-mm. That's always been the same. They just changed the way they make the beer.
I thought it was called something else. I don't know.
Yeah, it's Black Circle Brewery. So you know how when we leave the studio, it's late or whatever, right? And so it was a bunch of cars. They had two parties here Friday. They had like a Sweet 16 party down here in the main hall. And then Black Circle had a concert, right? So I'm leaving the studio. Everybody had left. You know, I'm always leaving late. So I jump in the truck, sending a text message, and I didn't lock my door. Next thing you know, my door opens up.
Wow.
My passenger side door opens up. Scared the shit out of me. Some white girl jumps into my truck that was coming from the concert. She was a white girl.
Wow.
She was like, oh, my God, this is the wrong car. I said, yeah. You couldn't tell you just got into this big green pickup truck? Man, that white girl scared the shit out of me. So, so I've had an adventure the past week.
Well, you normally have an adventure with those people upstairs.
Yeah, true, too.
Gotta love your neighbors.
That shit's funny as hell. She done jumped in the wrong damn car. Yeah, that's pretty wasted.
Yeah, she was white girl wasted and jumped in the wrong vehicle. But I'm going to start locking my doors. Like,
yeah.
If that was the ops, I would have been gone.
I had a cousin do that one time. I was at work, and they were at my job drinking and having a good time. And she went outside and got in the wrong person's car and fell asleep.
Oh, wow.
So... the girl came in because she had seen her with my other cousins. She was like, I think this is your cousin in my car asleep.
It was same guy, she recognized her.
Yeah. So she went out there. She was like, well, her car was the exact same color as my cousin's car. She said, my cousin thought she got in her own car, but she got in some
myself a car and went to sleep.
And now that's wasted, right?
So
there.
Obviously it's more common than you think. But somebody jumping around a car then, huh? I was like, wow.
Was it another green truck around your car? She just wanted to get in the car
with
you.
She wanted to get in the car with me. I was like, and I'm in the front of the building. She knew. She's like, oh my God, it's the wrong car. She was the crazy part about it. She was cool. She went like, ah, and then like, I was going, ah.
Yeah,
I was a scary one.
Left.
Real quick.
Shit, she accused you of anything.
Yeah.
And she was drunk.
Yeah, I was like, wow. So, yeah, I did that. And what else I do this weekend for Memorial Day weekend? I'm usually in Atlanta, just, you know, for the weekend to go to the jazz festival. But this year, what did I do?
They had a jazz festival in Atlanta.
Yeah, the Atlanta Jazz Festival is every Memorial Day weekend, Sunday and Monday.
Wow.
In Piedmont Park. Check it out. This is fire.
Damn. Well, I ain't gonna say I would have went because I wouldn't have went.
Yeah.
I had other stuff that I thought I was obligated to do. Now, like Sunday, I wanted to go see Battle of the Bands. So you heard of Tamika Key, right? Tamika does the karaoke, the little short, light-skinned one.
No, I don't know her. No. Where's the Battle of the Bands at? Epic?
It was out west somewhere. But the thing is that I wanted to go, but I didn't get a ticket because I thought I had karaoke Sunday at the motorcycle club. Mm. So if I had known that, I just went to the Battle of the Bands.
Gotcha.
But to her band is actually performing tonight at Lava, so that's where I'm going to go when I leave.
You know the name of her band?
The Tamika Key Project.
The Tamika Key Project. We need to check her out.
That's her band tonight.
Oh, I got me some new Dollar Tree glasses.
Uh-oh. They are at Lava tonight, so shout out to Tamika Key and Kia Benberry.
She looks familiar.
She hosts karaoke at OB's and other places. She has her own album, and that's her band, the Tamika Key Project.
And they have
and she
tonight.
Also sings with the Unit Band. For those ladies, they both have been on Channel 8 last month for Entertainer of the Week or something like that. They were selected for, so they got to go on TV and perform their song, which is kind of cool. So, like I said, shout out to the ladies. I continue to support whenever I can, so I definitely want to get by there to see Tamika Band tonight. What a way to end May. Lava.
And then, also, I missed it. They had a party on 40th Street this weekend. Did you hear about that?
Annual?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
The block party was just missed it, though. I heard that mug was live. It was out to like 1:30 in the morning, I heard.
Just always like that. I got some cousins that live right on the corner by the park. And I went, I think, the year before. The year before last, right? I want to say maybe it was the year before COVID.
So you don't like no fans or nothing, huh?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Man. Can men get high flashes?
I think you're having one.
I think so. It's the liquor or something. I'm like, damn.
You done put the whole thing right directly in front of
my shoulder.
I'm telling you. Yeah, I don't like cold air like that. I don't even like air conditioning.
Really? Well, how you surviving when you're on an airplane?
Freezing.
Yeah.
I always got on a sweater. No matter what destination I'm going to, I'm prepared.
Really, no matter what?
No matter what. I do not like to be cold.
Wow. Yeah, I got to have circulating air at all times. I cannot be in a room. I always got to have a fan on or some type of air moving around me for some reason. I can do it.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's why I can. My bad.
It was menopause. That was good.
So, like, yeah.
Me having a menopausal moment.
I am. So, you excited about Funny First Friday?
Yes. Number 6.
Went by fast, right?
Yeah.
6 months already.
6 months. Like I said, the Dazzling Divas. I am excited that I am already ready for... No, I'm still waiting on a couple of pictures. so I can have those flyers ready for the July show, which is going to be July the 1st. And we have Nate Robinson is going to be our headliner. Shout out to Nate.
I like Nate. I like Nate. He's funny.
Scooby, Sierra Lee, and Camille.
Chameleon or Camille?
Camille.
Okay.
Camille, you met Camille. She was a friend of Ivory. She came down.
Truck driver.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So she's going to be on the July 1st show. I'm excited for July. I don't know why. I'm excited for June, but I'm excited because everybody's already ready to go. We just waiting on a few pictures so I can get this flyer done.
Computer died.
Where am I?
Oh, I was about to say, I can hear you though.
Yep, so it's going to be a fun weekend this weekend. We got the two shows back to back. Like I said, the Mail Review. And then I got an invite to a cigar party at Cosmos, an all-white party.
Cosmos, huh?
Yeah.
So at y'all Mail Review in the comments, do I get to reveal my new dancer name or should I let the people know my new dancer name tonight?
Yep. Dancer name.
Well, you know, since I work in, you know, computers and stuff, I changed my new name to Big Hard Drive.
Big Hard Drive.
I changed my name. I had to, you know, be consistent with what I do for a living. How does that work?
Okay, shout out to Big Hard Drive. It's your release part.
I'm your opening act, remember?
let the ladies know we got Big Hard Drive.
Let the ladies know.
Saturday.
I'm the opening next Saturday night.
We at Club Chaparral. Tickets are $25, and I do have them right now for sale. So if you'd like to get a ticket, you need to get at Chaparral, 317-682-9699. I got $10 tickets for the comedy show for Friday. And it's gonna be good, I believe. It's going to be a good show. I always have faith in my people because my people be cool.
Did you get a chance to go to the comedy show, or is it this weekend at Memories? No, it's this Saturday coming up.
I won't be able to. The comedy show Flash.
That's right. Yeah, you know what's so crazy? It's like 3 comedy shows every week. I did not realize there's so many comedians in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm. Alone.
Now alone,
just
right?
Outside of.
Has it always
the market been? Is, it didn't used to be like that.
So what do you think the attraction is?
You can get on stage and you feel free to say what you want to say.
Okay.
And if people like it, make it a career.
Because it just seems like that people, because comedy's hard.
It is a hard job because, one, you got to grasp the audience attention and you have to keep it.
Yeah.
And I always tell people to leave with a laugh.
Really?
Yeah. That was my best advice to give to somebody is leave with a laugh. If you got them cracking the fuck up, leave right then and there.
Really?
Because what if your next joke ain't funny?
Right. So leave them laughing. So,
leave them laughing.
So if you plan on being on for 5 minutes, but you got them cracking and laughing at 3,
shut the hell out.
Get the hell out.
Because you might not be able to back that up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you leave with a laugh.
That makes sense.
Then the next time you know how to add to it to get up to that point.
Right.
And
so do you think that, like, lately the comedians, how do you deal with hecklers? Say, you think it's good for a comedian to engage a heckler? Or sometimes it's best to ignore them.
Sometimes it's best to ignore them, but it's just the person. It depends on the individual how they want to address the situation, because that can merely end you too.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, because if you're going back and forth with this person, and this person is just going to keep on and keep on and keep on, now you off your square. You might not even get back to your joke because now your time might be up.
Right.
You don't spend 2-3 minutes. Going back and forth with this heckler, now your time is up. You can't even get back into your routine, and you can't. And I don't know. I've had a couple of incidents, a couple of hecklers, you know, the best thing that I could do to tell you is treat it. Every situation is going to be different.
Okay.
You have to treat it accordingly.
Okay. Yeah, because I was at a comedy show a couple of weeks ago over at the Post, and there was some hecklers. And usually it's like people that get drunk, and then for some reason they get drunk. Now they want to include themselves in the show.
And you're not a part of the show.
Yeah. And so the first comedian that started heckling or whatever, he was just like, I'm not about to do this. And he just ended his set. The next comedian came after him or whatever. They hooked him. They got him. And he was going back and forth. Next thing you know, people was jumping up from their tables, trying to rush the stage. And security had to come in and break them up. And it ended the whole comedy show.
Right.
Like, are we here to laugh? Are we
You're
supposed to be here to laugh. You're supposed to be here to laugh.
That's why I say you kind of got to pick your poison with that, because it got out of hand.
Yeah.
But you're the one who started it. And now you done turned it into something else because apparently that person done talked about your ass to get up under your skin.
Right.
But now you want to fight.
Yeah.
You know? True. So you can say people don't even know them.
Yeah.
And they'll be ready to fight. But you started this. I was working and you interrupted my job.
True.
And now you mad at me and you want to fight. And now everybody got to go home.
Now everybody got to leave. With no refund.
just to let you know, read your ticket. If there's a fight, there will be
no refund. Nobody refunding you your money. It ain't even our fault that the fight had to, it broke out.
Right, right.
So yeah, definitely the you have to pick how you respond to a heckler, because like I said, it'll throw you off. Now you ain't got, now the party down.
Yeah.
Because all you had to do was ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you just keep on where you can't ignore them, then you have somebody to remove them.
Get their ass up out of here.
Yeah, can you please get that person up out of here? And me as being the host, if I saw that was happening to somebody, I would definitely go to the table and be like, hey, either you're going to be respectful to the person with the mic or you're going to have to leave.
Gotcha.
You know? So then where is the promoters? Where is the, you know, where was the host at? Where is the organizer? You know.
Speaking of that, when you said promoters, and you know, here at Yizer Radio and Talk to Talent, we are our stream, the mainstream, and then it's us stream.
Right.
We the stream, right?
We the us.
But sometimes we do have to jump into the mainstream world, and I want to ask you about how people about the whole fight right now with Monique and D.L. Hughley. Did you hear what happened?
No.
You don't? You didn't hear what happened?
Mm-mm.
Can I tell you?
Yeah, tell me.
So evidently, D.L. Hughley and Monique would do a comedy show in Detroit. Right?
And this was recently?
Last week.
Okay.
I think it was Friday.
Okay.
And when they got there, they told D.L. that was the headliner. And he was like, fuck that, I'm the headliner. I'm D.L. Hughley, I'm the headliner. So Monique was like, no, the contract says I'm the headliner. So D.L. Hughley left. He left, he said, fuck it, and left.
Well,
Monique takes it upon herself doing her set. Instead of her set, kind of like when you said somebody can take you off of your,
mm-hmm,
your path.
Clear.
Her whole show was pretty much...
Based on that situation.
Based on that situation, calling DL stands for taking it in the ass. And she went through their history. I said, fuck Oprah. I said, fuck Tyler Perry. I said, fuck Steve Harvey. Now I'm saying, fuck DL Hughley. And she just started going off.
Wow.
You know, and then she's talking about, I'll go by contracts, read your contract. Your contract says I'm the headliner. She said, you know what? You was opening up for the Kings of Comedy. And I'm the headliner for the Queens of Comedy. So she just went all the way in. She had some good points, but then at the same time, me as a fan, I was like, I didn't buy a ticket to hear you talk about your beef with D.L. Hughley.
Right.
Don't make that your set. Well, then, of course, he replies back. So they both been going back and forth on social media. You know, and it's like, you know, I'm here to make people laugh, but, you know, and DL stands for Duro L, not Don. He's defending himself. So just a bunch of shit. So then DL was like, pretty much like, So you blame Tyler Perry, you blame Whoopi Goldberg, you blame, I forget the dude's name, that the guy that she was in the movie Precious for. I can't think of his name. Well, he said, you blame everybody. At some point, when are you going to take responsibility for your actions, Monique? That's pretty much what he said to her.
Wow.
So what do you feel about that? You think that at their stage of their career, they need to be beefing like that in public?
Well, you're going to handle it. Like that's, you got the platform.
Okay.
And you're going to handle that situation. But it could have been done. Shouldn't he have known whether or not he was a headliner before he got there?
You would think so, yeah.
You can't go on no assumption. But just because you are who you are.
Yeah. I think the promoter might have told both of them they were headliners.
Okay, so there was no...
Well, this says she has a contract, and her contract says she's the headliner.
But this is what I'm saying. They didn't advertise it? How was it being advertised?
They didn't... But the way they advertised it didn't say headliner. It just says, this show was this comedian, this comedian, this comedian, this comedian. And then it said Monique, and then the last. So he's going by, since his name was the last name on the flyer, he's the headliner. And she's like, no, they just put our names on the flyer.
See, you get, still discussion that should have been already. And if he got a contract, then he should have probably read it.
Yeah.
Instead of assuming because he's D.L. Hughley that he was the headliner.
Well, what if you still was getting the same pay? I would still done the show. Maybe. Does that make sense?
Like, but his. I'm thinking. I don't know for sure. But I'm gonna say that maybe his ego was struck.
That's what I'm thinking. It gotta be, and that's what Monique said. Monique said that's that male ego thing. Because my whole thing is, if they say, for instance, we're doing a comedy show, and said, "All right, Tana B and Big Hard Drive is doing a show." That might be my comedy name too. If I ever become a comedian, right? So
multi purposes.
Yeah, and then they say, you know, you're getting 5 stacks, I'm getting 5 stacks. Then I got to make the decision. Do I want my ego to take control of this situation, or do I want to get my $5?
Get my money.
I think I
would
have got my money.
Well, first of all, and then what else is in the contract for him leaving? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're on the bill. We've advertised this. People have came here to see you, and then you're not going to – you're not going to perform because your ego got touched.
That's true.
So, like, there is more – there's going to be more feedback from that than, you know, is already going on. And, yep, he probably got enough money that he don't care. But still, that's your reputation.
Yeah.
For you to walk off and leave a show and not complete your show because you're not the headliner.
And I think, too, contracts are important because that does, as we ran into this already, just starting out here, them just jokes here at Yars, and we ran into that situation right now, and we just getting started. And that's why that paperwork is important.
Right.
Like, it's just, and the paperwork is just to make sure that everybody's on the same page. So if your contract says you're going to get a two-piece and a biscuit, that's what you don't.
Two-piece and a biscuit.
Right.
Not no fries.
Not no fries. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So, and it just keeps it simple, cut and dry. Everybody in the night, go home, and we do it again tomorrow.
Right. That's why I said it depends on, you know, what was in the contract, what the repercussions was for not doing the show after they done put money in advertisement. So that's a lot.
That's nothing. Can we break that down, if you don't mind?
Break it down.
Because there's a lot of people don't understand what's involved in promoting a show.
Ooh. First, venue.
Venue's
a cost.
You gotta
have a venue.
Yep.
That's a cost. You got to have your flyers, posters, tickets. You have to have somebody to print them. You have to have somebody to make them. You got to be responsible for getting them out there. Then who's collecting the money? And then showing up. Is everything ready? Is your DJ to do the club? Our facility have everything that's going to meet the consumer's needs. So, I mean, it's a lot.
Yeah, you got to consider like there's the beverages and the food, and you have to think about all that type of stuff. And people think that promoters are making all of this money off of these shows, but they don't look at the expense that these promoters have to put out.
Have to go on one show with Monique and him on the bill. That's already a bill.
Yes. You and there was at the Foxy in Detroit. That probably was
two
like
headliners.
Yeah.
I mean, to me, me personally, I still would have did the show.
Yeah.
But you're going to, if I'm going on before you, you're going to have to kill it.
Yeah, that's right. If you bring your A game,
mm-hmm.
and then you're like, okay, drop the mic, boom.
Right. And then
do
like,
what
you going to do?
Yes.
So, yeah, he should have just showed out on the mic.
He should have showed up and showed out.
Showed out on the mic. And like you said, drop it, but don't drop it. Because if you drop my mic, we fighting. I'm sorry. Mics cost money. When you drop them, they get dented and bent up. It might not even work no more.
Probably just lay it down softly.
Don't lay it down, period.
Oh, wow.
That ain't where you got it from.
Look, put the mic where you got it from,
You didn't get it from the floor. Don't put it on. Don't leave it on the floor.
Put it where you found it.
Oh, my goodness. I said, you had carry. No, you didn't just drop my motherfucking mic. I was like, you banned from karaoke. Like, then, that was the first time. Okay, this is the thing, right? So the guy was deaf.
The karaoke person
was deaf.
Okay.
So, but you know, he could feel the beat and everything. And he did a great job singing the song. He was doing too much. He was dancing, breaking it down on the ground and getting up. And then when he got done, he just knew he was shit. He dropped that mic. I said, oh, baby, this your first time at karaoke. We don't drop no mics around here. Not knowing that he was deaf. So the whole time I'm talking to him, I'm like, yo, we don't do that. You know, he had walked on back to his seat.
Uh-huh.
Like, we don't do that. So his coworker, which is my cousin, which is my coworker at the bar as well, she walked over to me. She said, girl, he ain't heard shit you said because he can't hear.
Wow.
I said, what the fuck? So he got up there and wanted to do another song. So when he dropped it that second time, I said, okay, you're banned.
Dropped it a second time?
Yes, I said, somebody explain to him that he's banned from karaoke. He will never, ever touch this motherfucking mic again.
So you
didn't
do all this to let him understand ahead of time?
I don't know that shit. How would I know sign language? I don't have a need for it.
Oh, those are gang signs. I'm sorry.
I definitely didn't want to be throwing
it. Like, why'd he start shooting at me? You just told him that you was in the Crips and you was going to start shooting. Like, that is not sign language.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
That's funny. He's dropping the mic after everyone. But the funny part is, like, how does he know what songs to sing on karaoke?
He sung, and like I said, he sung the song. You can feel the beat.
So how you know the word? Oh, you read the words. Huh?
It was probably something that he knew from remembering it.
So he can talk, he just can't hear.
Not that great.
Speaking of talking, it ain't that great. I just thought about what you just said. That I gotta get a lifetime to be. I need a hobby or a girlfriend or something.
Oh Lord,
one girlfriend or something. I'm just saying.
Just one girlfriend.
Yeah, because the other night I watched the Michelle A movie.
That made you want to have a relationship?
Yeah, because I'm like, it's ruined because I'm watching this bullshit at 2:00 in the morning on a Sunday night as a holiday weekend. So low budget trash, but this is the thing though. You know how Michelle A talk, that squeaky voice. But when she sings, she doesn't sound like
right.
She talks.
Right. Most people that do have, I think there is a name for it. I'm not sure what it is.
The Mickey Mouse voice?
That's the name of it.
I believe it's an experiment. Like, okay, cousin, he stutters real bad. But when he raps, he don't stutter.
He don't stutter when he raps?
At all.
Really?
Ain't that weird? Yeah, it's very interesting. So in her voice, she has that high-pitched voice, but when she sings, it comes out totally different.
Could you imagine if she was an 800 number sex talker with that voice?
I don't even think she'd apply for that job. Because you got to...
That's not gonna be sexy at all.
Oh my God!
Get over here! Something is wrong with you. Who would have thought that she needed to be a 800?
Oh no,
800. What they even call?
I promise, as I turn 50,
phone sex.
Yeah,
a phone sex employee.
That would be fun.
Sex guide.
The guide to phone sex. Slay.
No, movie already. That is fried out.
Her voice is
and then look who's on the screen, Dr. Dre. Because that whole movie, this is how corny that movie was. Because, you know, she got a baby by Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
And she got a baby by Suge Knight, right? But this movie was so corny that she had been in the studio, right? It'd be 50 in the studio. And then you got all these gangsters in there, Eazy-E and all them. And Dr. Dre just walked up to her and punched her in her stomach. Everybody.
That was some shit, though.
There's no way them dudes would let him do that in front of him.
They wouldn't gonna do shit.
I know I wouldn't let that happen.
Who? Okay, this is the thing. Like, him is his people. That's his boy. So who's going to go against what he's doing? You should be protecting the woman.
Yeah.
But they probably doing that shit to their girls, too. They're keeping them in line.
What does that mean?
In line.
I just can't do it.
She had the opportunity to leave.
Well, we don't do that shit at Yizer. And plus, all the women at Yizer, they carry pistols anyway, so... We ain't no punks around here, so that shit would never fly over here. But it's just hard for me to sit there.
I watched
one of my homies abuse that girl in front of me. It's a no-go. I got to take a break. I'll be back.
All right. So we're going to break for a few minutes, and then we'll be back to continue this discussion. You know how we do it. West side. I think we'll find us some Ice Cube some Dr. Dre since we're talking about him.
Hold up, bring the beat back. Stop, I ain't ready yet. Let me fix my hair. Yes, ma'am. I think I'm ready. Been locked up in the house way too long. Time to get it. Cause once again he's out so wrong. And my girl's so real. It has been a minute since I had some. He's been acting up. But he won't be the only one. The asshole, but can you bring it on? Get him up high.
Take it to the ground, and when the X-Men
out there with freaking drip. Huh. I got me freaking drip.
I got me freaking. Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dope. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up, cause you know we're about to rip shit up. Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Too low, death figure, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that's paid, man. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfection, don't let them understand. From a young G's perspective, and before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm a f***ing. And that's realer than real deal, holy feel. And now you hooked up in hoes, know how I feel. Well, if it's good enough to get broke off a proper chunk, I take a small piece of some of that funky stuff. It's like this and like that and like this. It's like that and like this and like that and it's like this and like that and like this and Drake creeps to the mic like a fan.
Well, I'm peeping and I'm creeping and I'm creeping. I damn near got caught, cause my beeper kept beeping. Now it's time for me to make my impression felt. So sit back, relax, and strap on your seat. You're never gonna ride like this before. With a producer who can rap and control the maestro. At the same time with the dope rhyme that I kick. You know, and I flow the most funky shit. So add to my collection, the selection symbolizes dope. Take a toast, but don't choke. If you do, you have no clue of what me and my homie Snoop Dogg came to do.
It's like this, like that, like this, and it's like that, like this, and like that, and it's like this. Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
Back on that ass, what a hell of a gangster lean. Getting funky on the mic like an old batch of collard green. It's the capital S-O-S, I'm fresh and double O-P. D-O-double-G-Y-D-O-double-G, you see. Showing much flex when it's time to wreck a mic. Pimping hoes and clacking a grip like my name was Olamite. Yeah, and it don't quit. I think they in the mood for some motherfucking G shit.
Hell yeah.
So right.
But,
gotta give them what they...
What's that, G?
You gotta break them off something.
Hell yeah.
And it's gotta be bumping.
City of Compton. Where it takes place, so what? Show attention. Mobbing like a motherfucker, but I ain't lynching. Dropping the funky shit that's making the sucker niggas mumble. When I'm on the mic, like a cookie, they all crumble. Try to get close, then your ass will get smacked. My motherfucking homie, Doggy Dogg, has got my back. Never let me slip, cause if I slip, then I'm slipping. But if I got my Nina, then you know I'm straight tripping. And I'ma continue to put the rap down, put the Mac down. And if your bitches talk shit, I have to put the smack down. Yeah, and you don't stop. I told you I'm just like a clock when I tick and I sock. But I'm never off, always on till the break of dawn. See you when PTON and the city they call Long Beach. Put the together like my nigga D.O.C. No one can do it better
like this, that, and this, that. It's like that and like this and like that and it's like this.
Then who gives a fuck about those?
So just chill to the next episode.
California love,
We back at it. We live. It's Tuesday. Welcome to Talk. And I have my special guest tonight. It's Wayne.
What's up, a.k.a. Big Hard Drive.
Big Hard Drive. Coming to a theater near you soon.
I'm going to my parking lot tour real soon. I'll be parking in my lot parking tour. Lot performing.
So we were talking about toxic relationships before we left. And so I want to pick up on that a little bit before we get into our last subject. So how do you tolerate a toxic, I can't even say the word, a toxic relationship. And toxic doesn't necessarily mean it's violent, because you could be verbally abused, mentally abused, financially abused. But where do you draw the line and say, hey, my sanity is more important to me than you.
Yeah. Yeah, peace of mind is definitely more important. And the crazy part about it, it goes both ways, too. There are men out there that are abusing and toxic relationships.
Right. Yeah. And allowing the women.
Ask Will Smith. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry I went there. My bad.
I don't know about this. That toxic. But just like you have stated, like, how could the guys that were sitting around watch Dr. Dre, you know, punch her in the stomach and then
allegedly
say, sing, bitch.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? You just hit me in the goddamn stomach.
Hey, now you want me to sing a high octave? Right.
Yeah, right. Okay, look, Tina Turner.
Yeah.
Then when she's the only one I ain't going to say she's the only one, because I think if her attire required her to wear sunglasses because she had a black eye, everybody had on sunglasses. So it was a good cover. You know, they blended the outfits in to match the situations that she was in.
So a lot of them, the way I've heard it, which to me is a lame excuse, is they come to security, especially if there's money involved, if the dude is taking care of everything. If the dude is paying for all the food or lodging and everything, then they're like, well, I can't leave him because I don't have no way to take care of myself.
You better figure it out, especially when you're the one taking out the motherfucking money. And then you can't control none of it. There is no way I could give somebody control over me. That's just...
complete control?
You ain't getting no control.
No control?
I'm going to say what I feel, and I'm not going to be scared to say it. And I'm gonna act accordingly.
So, like in the comedy world, I've heard that's the same way sometimes. Like some of these comedy club promoters or comedy club owners or whatever, they don't book certain women
if they don't fall in line to what they trying to do that's, I would say, shady. What's wrong? Something bite you?
Well, first of all, no.
Uh-oh. We got fleas up in this place?
Hell no.
Oh, I'm making
you
sure.
See me scratching?
We got a call exterminator? You hear me nervous.
I'm at my soul.
Oh, okay.
But I agree with the fact that people feel that they need,
yeah,
they're in need of that person in order to survive, not even realizing that they're the person that is producing everything that this person is controlling. Like women that go to work all day and the dude is sitting at home, ain't doing nothing, but you collecting the check and you running me. You not motherfucking running me, and I done got up and went through it.
That shit is
not in my world.
Oh, about to say.
It does exist.
There's and dudes that sit in the house all day while they woman go to work.
Yeah.
Sitting there playing video games.
Yeah. And smoking weed.
And he's still
and
just...
Hennessy. No.
Damn, Hennessy. Please hit us up for sponsorship. Hit us up at Yizer, okay. Marketing at Yizer.com.
Shoot. Yeah, but that's just crazy because it is people out here. It's black. And it's women like that, too. Women, it's some abusive women. That are taking advantage of a good person, and then you're eventually going to turn that person into a horrible person.
I've seen that.
After so long, I mean, there's nothing good left in me to drink it all out of me.
So, so-called cheating fall under that thing as being toxic?
Yes.
Really?
Cheating is toxic.
Cheating is toxic? Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. I thought cheating was like more like an extracurricular.
It is extra.
But it's toxic.
If you're in a committed relationship with somebody and you feel the need to go somewhere else to be with somebody else, there is something missing in that relationship. And if you guys are not going to figure it out and fix it, you shouldn't be together.
Because one week on Culture Kings, we had somebody send us a question. They sent in a question that was asking us, telling us that him and his girl had a threesome with another female. And then the next thing you know, he found out that his girl and the other female was hooking up without him. And so they was asking us, do we think that's cheating?
Yes.
So that's cheating.
Why wouldn't it be cheating? If you're in a relationship with somebody and you're having sex with another person.
But it's the
that's
same
cheating.
Sex, though.
It doesn't matter. That's still cheating.
Yeah. I'm stupid.
Because
I was like, well, as long as it ain't no dude,
it's still cheating. You still opening your legs to somebody, whether it's a male or a female.
Damn, that's complicated. That's complicated.
That is not complicated. It's a fact.
Really? I look. Because I'm thinking.
So if the man had sex with another man, that wouldn't be cheating?
As a woman, would you think he's cheating?
Hell yeah.
Would you take him back?
No. Especially now that he's fucking another nigga.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But if he was fucking a woman,
I'm still not going to think he's cheating, and I'm not going to have you.
So, damn, I didn't know that was cheating. I never looked at it as cheating. If she's fucking another woman,
that's
cheating. Like she's just getting her freak numbers up. I'm serious.
And cheating to get them.
Wow. Okay, ladies, any of y'all out there who's on the roster, if you with another female, you are now on me, so we need to have a conversation. Thank you, Tana B.
OMG for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
That just rocked my world.
And he's really sitting here looking puzzled like, I didn't think that was cheating. Yeah.
Damn.
That is hella cheating.
Okay. Doesn't all right, moving on. Sorry.
Doesn't matter what the sex is. You're having sex with somebody outside of your partner. That's cheating. Period.
So does oral sex from a person?
That's cheating.
Because I saw a video the other day, and this dude's girl came in and caught him getting oral sex from another woman, right? And she's like, you cheat? He's like, that's not cheating. He's like, getting oral sex ain't cheating, and because you don't do it.
See, that's what I say. There is something going on in that relationship that's missing that you're not discussing with that person. Because if we have a discussion about what my needs are and what it is that you're not providing for me, that I feel the need that I need to go somewhere else, give me the opportunity to fix it.
So that means that toxic relationship thing can go either way. Because one person might think it's not being toxic, but the other person like, well, it's hella toxic because you're technically cheating on me doing these other things.
Right.
Oh, wow. I'm going to do better in my next relationship. I promise I am. I'm going to be the best man ever.
Yo, Herb, take it from the top. We are silly.
Yes.
So we started off good, and we're going to end great. Mm-hmm. But we do have something that we do want to discuss, and that is talking about the school shootings that's going on around the world. It's a sad situation, and like the guns is just out of control. Basically, guns are out of control. And what is scaring me, like, it's scaring parents to send their kids to school. How can you go? You can't go to work and make your money and pay and for the tuition for the kid and do all of this if you got a fear of them being killed or assaulted. These kids did not have a clue that they would not ever see their parent again.
Yeah, they were babies.
10 years old. Don't know what's going on. I'm at school having a good day, and then all of a sudden, I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know, that hurts my feelings. And the saddest part of it is, they said the dude, did they ever confirm that he killed his grandmother before he went to the school?
He shot her in the face. She's still alive, though.
Wow.
But check this out. Okay. We about to go into my head on this because, we work in, because Digital Guard, we do security. And so I've been saying I know the solution to school shootings for 10 years now. At the same time, this my crazy thinking is, because they technically want kids to go to school online, I think. I think that they really want kids to go do the virtual school stuff like they did with COVID. But the parents, nobody
can sit at home all day.
That's the problem.
First of all, if you keep the kids at home 24/7, they don't have no social skills.
None.
They don't know how to handle situations because they're never going to be in a situation.
True.
Stuck in the house, stuck at home. They're not going to be focused on schoolwork at home because they're at home.
Exactly.
So we're not gonna have doctors and lawyers and physicians and nothing if everybody is being homeschooled.
Yes. I agree. And I think that's the battle between the powers that be. There's one group that says, no, we want these kids to be homeschooled. There's another group like, no, we want to keep things as they are. And I don't put nothing past anybody of power. I don't put nothing past anybody to go kill babies because this is they're going to change their mind. And this is the second time that this has happened. It happened in Connecticut like 7-8 years ago. Now it happened in Texas. And people arguing over gun control. It's not gun control. That's not
the
problem.
It's people control.
It's people control. You can't control
one crazy. Of the. See one of the clips of one of the AR ladies. She said gun did not drive to the school and kill those kids. It was in the school. Okay, so now look what we're doing. Starting in July, they don't even have to have permission.
That's true. But I can't have permit no more. Start killers are going up. And then I talked to somebody in law enforcement this past weekend and said, nah, Dwayne, you looking at it all wrong. He said, crime's not going to go up because I don't care what law a criminal is a criminal. A person going to kill somebody, and the law stopped
that
a crime. Nothing.
True.
It never has. And so the thing is, you still have to go through the same background checks to purchase the weapon, right? Because think about it. If I have a gun permit and I'm out and I shoot and kill somebody in self-defense or whatever, right? What would happen was this. I could be in my God-given right to protect myself and kill you, right?
Right.
And I can go to court or whatever, and I can get off for manslaughter or murder, especially if it's not premeditated, right?
Right.
It's just like the person jumped in my truck the other day, but they didn't attack me. But the thing is, when I turn right back, I'm going to go to jail because I didn't have a gun permit.
But if...
So that's the reason why they get rid of it.
If no one has to have a gun permit, who's doing background checks?
They are doing background checks. You got to do a background check before you buy or purchase a weapon.
Right. Okay. But that's my point is that you're not requiring people to have a gun permit. Everybody can carry a gun. It don't move far. You have to have. I'm not saying it's a legal gun. Because the only way you're going to have a background check is if you're legally buying the gun.
Correct.
I'm talking about all the illegal people.
That's what the law enforcement person tell me. It doesn't matter. If somebody's going to break the law.
But I'm saying now it's going to be where hitting. You had your weapon because you didn't have a permit.
Concealed weapon.
Right. Now it doesn't freaking matter.
Correct.
So you're going to have even more people walking around quicker and more hype and anxious to pull that pistol off of their hip.
Well, the majority of people are already carrying a gun anyway.
And I agree with that.
Yeah.
But I'm saying now that you don't have to permit it,
correct.
You're going to see more guns physically than you would if there's somebody that didn't have a permit to carry it.
Okay, let's look at it like this. Marijuana's legal now. Okay? Marijuana's legal.
Everywhere.
States. Not everywhere, but legal in some states,
mm-hmm.
Whatever. But there's not no more people smoking weed now than...
Now I'm going to go back to this. Mm-hmm. So now, you got everybody that had to pay for a permit to carry a gun,
mm-hmm.
and those that pay for lifetime permits. Mm-hmm. Are we getting refunds?
No.
Exactly. Okay. Then, everybody that has went to jail for a gun charge because they did not have a permit to carry it, are they going to get their life back?
And
are they going to get out of jail because of their serving a sentence?
And what you just said, it proves the point that the law enforcement person told me, like people like that eliminates that. If that's what I just said, remember the scenario I just said, I shoot you and kill you,
mm-hmm.
from self-defense, but I still go to jail because I didn't have a permit. So what that's what the law enforcement person was telling me, like now they got rid of that. Guess what? If I'm self-defense and I kill you, I don't go to jail at all. It's sad for the people who went to jail now who don't have a permit. Maybe they get some type of reparation or something when they get out of jail.
Right.
But
same thing with the weed. How many people are locked up right now because weed was illegal and they were selling it and it's legal? Are they going to get out of jail?
Some are. Some are. That's just like Rick Ross has got a license to own a dispensary. Rick Ross did 22 years in federal prison for selling cocaine. But he got reparations from, you know, what happened to him. And now he can legally sell marijuana. It's sad that there are people that's been sacrificed. But the way, because I was thinking the same way, but when the law enforcement person explained to me, like, it's going to be no more killings than what we have right now. And it actually is, people will go to jail for of guns with this being taken away. I was like, that makes sense. I hate to say it.
Less people are going to go to jail because they don't have to have permits.
Yeah.
I don't get that.
Because there's a lot of people who go to jail. Like I said, I don't have a permit because you can buy a gun legally.
You can buy a gun, but you can't buy a gun legally if you don't have proper channels.
Yes, you can. That's just it. You can buy a gun all day long. The permit is just saying you can carry the permit concealed out in the public.
Right, but I'm saying if you're legally buying the gun, that means you got to go through a background check.
Yes.
You got to see what red flags that
might be given.
Correct.
If nobody has to have a background check.
You have to still have it to buy a gun.
But they're not. The guns that I am in question of are the guns that are on the streets that are not being legally brought.
Well, that's, they can never get rid of that.
Now everybody's just going to be walking around with AR-47s and whatever.
It's an AR-15 for AR-47. You can tell she is not a gun person or a member of the ARA. Yo, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to pull out my AR-7. What you call it again? 47. I'm pulling my AR-17. 47. Well, we know that Tana B is not a gun person. But it just, I get what you're saying, because I felt the same way. But when the law enforcement person said to me, it's like, damn, you're right. There's going to be criminals. There's people that's breaking the law, and
yeah,
nothing you can do to stop them.
That's never going to change.
Yeah.
That's never going to change. It's just the fact that now you're telling the world no one has to have a permit. So you're going to have more people walking around with their guns flashing on while you and your kid is at the grocery store trying to buy dinner. Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
I got a question. How do you
part?
Okay, say for instance, the law don't go into effect until July 1st, right?
Yeah, we got 30 days.
So me and you go down here to the local gas station and we see somebody with a gun on their hip. How do we know they really have a permit?
We don't know. What I'm saying is you're gonna see so many more people physically carrying this gun than you would have it when it was concealed.
Yeah.
Because even with a permit, you still have to conceal it, period. Now you're saying we don't need no permits to do nothing. Y'all can all just go get y'all guns and bring them outside.
Yes.
And they are getting ready to, it's going to be awful.
How many people you know that ride motorcycles and got a motorcycle license?
I don't know. Exactly. It's the same thing.
It is.
Not the same
thing. People who got guns right now, been having guns.
Right, that do not have a permit. But what I'm saying now, because there is not a requirement, you're going to see more people with their guns out of concealment.
Yes.
And it's just going to be...
So you make sure I'm understanding. So you believe because more people got more guns than shootings and killers is going to go up?
I do believe that.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because everybody is quick to have their gun now. It's law in place for this to happen, for you to even carry a gun. There's a law put in place. Yes, not everybody is abiding by the law, but now that there is no law there, you're opening up a window for disaster. That's my opinion, is that you're opening up a window. Disaster, because now that nobody, even though we don't know if you actually have a permit or not, when you needed one, majority of the people that were carrying them were permitted because they knew they could, because they were permitted. Now you're going to have everybody is going to have a gun.
AR-47.
Everybody that they're going to see, it's like we walk out this door. Town, July 1st, we walk out this door. Every motherfucking body gonna have a gun. The kids is gonna have to go to school with guns now, and they don't even need a permit.
I still don't think that's gonna make people shoot at each other. I don't understand. Having access to guns without permit, I just don't see how that's gonna escalate the killings. The killings right now are already out of control.
They're out of control. I get that, and I understand that. But the reality that I'm thinking of is that it's going to be more noticeable. You're going to be quicker to draw your gun because, you know, everybody can carry guns now. So you're going to see more people with their guns flashing them versus when you didn't see people riding around with guns. They can just do whatever.
But they can't do whatever, though, because if you pull out your gun, and you better use it, and you better be prepared for the consequences, because at the end of the day, you still going to have to sit in front of the judge to justify the reason why you pulled that trigger.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You see
what I'm saying? If that person here, you're definitely going to, if you're smart, you're going to say it was self-defense.
See,
and
that goes
smart.
And that goes back to the thing, dead man tells no tales. And that's why the police are trying to kill instead of injure.
Facts. And like I said, I mean, everybody has their own opinion. And I just feel like that is just going to be a bigger trigger.
Yes.
Because there's no law.
Now, you want me to tell you the solution to the school shootings?
What's the solution? Hire you to put cameras up.
That's true. Hire digital guard, put some cameras in, right? This is the solution to school shootings. Only thing they have to do, it's going to cost them a few hundred thousand. They got it because we saw the money to Ukraine, so they can't say the money's not there.
Okay.
Every public school or any school just has to have a perimeter around it, just like a military base. And before you can get, in other words, military bases like this, say for instance, this is the main building on the military base, this beer can. Every military base has a perimeter, like this big ass fence, like this around it, right? You have to go through this gate. You got to get checked in. They check you, they check your car and everything. Then you get on the premises. So that's how you do it. That's all they got to do. And then get digital guard cameras. That is the solution. This is the solution to school shootings. Is that right there? Only thing I do is
safeguard.
That's it. It's that simple. When was the last time you saw a motherfucker break into a jail and kill somebody?
First of all.
I'm just saying. Or a military base.
Hey. Right. And it's a fact.
So the only motherfuckers that need to be on this school campus is motherfuckers who go through this fucking guarded gate shack right here, all checked out, everything like that. And then ain't no motherfucker getting on that school campus without going just like,
period.
Period, point blank.
I mean, just okay, so if it's that simple, why has that not been implemented anywhere? Because, no, I'm going to tell you this.
Uh-huh.
It's not implemented in our areas. Because I guarantee you, when you get to different locations and places, they're secured.
You ever drove past, is this Ron Colley right here on Keystone?
Ron Colley High
School. Ron Colley?
No.
Or is that Brabus? No, you know where Briar Ripple's at.
Yeah.
What's that, 71st and Keystone? No, 71st and College? That college
right
there.
Oh, you're talking about.
Is that Brabus? What's the name of that school? Park Tudor. Park Tudor got that big eight tall, that fence and that wall around that damn school. You got another school that's like that, Cathedral. Cathedral's up that long hill in the back. That whole thing is corridored off. Been like that for 30, 40 years.
And I listen, your point to me is a point, and that is you should push that to the White House, Dwayne.
I know.
White House, the Black House, some schools. Somebody need to hear that.
What my plan is, I'm really going to reach out to the school board, to IPS, and submit this to them. Because the whole thing is the problem that we have in America that we're reactive and not proactive.
Right.
We want to fix it after the thing. And I'm going to tell you another thing, too. I have a personal connection to that town in Texas because I've been there a few times working. That town where the shooting, they got this the best barbecue. The best barbecue place in that town. It's right on the corner. Barbecue's fire. But one time I was staying there, and I left there, and I drove to New Orleans. And I got to New Orleans. I checked to my hotel, like, and where my luggage at? I left my luggage. So I called the hotel. It's like, oh, we thought you were staying another night. Like, no, I'm in New Orleans. So
With nothing.
So it cost $50 shipped from there to the thing. But that town, I've been to that town before where that shooting was at. And it's a very small town. And it's pretty much all Hispanics or Mexicans. I think they were Mexicans. And very few white people there.
Well, despite that is a great solution to what's going on, is that you need to protect the kids. If that's what you're saying you're going to do, protect the schools, you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to get digital guard out and put you some security up. get your cameras going and get your cameras rolling. But at the same sense, I agree. One way in, one way out. One way in, one way out. Because it's easy just, so like I went to tech high school and we had people from other schools come to our school on buses, city buses. They came on.
So they had an open campus.
We had an open campus. We had an old military base.
Yep.
It was actually gated.
Yeah, it was.
You used to have to go through the guard shack to get on the premises. But eventually, you know, that one little guard standing there can't hold back everybody. Hey, let me get that cranberry juice that's right there in the door. Yeah, but Dwayne made a good point. He made a good suggestion and solution is to guard the kids, because if this is they're our future, we have to protect them in any way that we can. And the solution was to put one way in, one way out. Put a guard check around them. Give them security. Give them digital guard. Put the cameras up. We need your business. Digital guard needs the business. We got a one-man band right now, but we'll hire some more people if we need to.
Damn right.
Hell, I'll climb up the ladder and hold a wire.
That's what I'm talking about. Speaking of the mass shootings, okay, the thing, you heard about the mass shooting, the one in Buffalo, where the black people got killed. The grocery store.
The grocery store, yeah.
Well, I was watching this thing last night, and they were saying that a retired FBI agent had been to that store 5 or 6 times before the shooting, and this retired FBI agent was in the same little white supremacy hate group as the kid who did the shooting.
Wow.
And I was like, this shit was planned out. But this is the crazy part. The second person that got killed, the black security guard guy, he was a retired police officer from 35 years, but he held several patents to the car engine that runs off water.
So
they're trying to say that possibly this was an ops to take him out because he's the one that owns the patents, and everybody else is just, what they say, casualties of war.
Wow.
So they're saying that that thing that happened in Buffalo might be deeper than some white boy jumping in a car
and driving
and doing something. Because, you know, they want to blame everything on racism and white supremacy. But, I mean, what else could you do? Because think about it. What's the chance of this guy being there that owns these patents to cars? We in a time where gas prices is $5-$7 a gallon. They already been taking motherfuckers out for the battery-operated cars. But they literally showed that man that he got killed at that grocery store owns the patents to car engines that run off water.
Okay, and so who dug that information up? Because I'm pretty sure they didn't want that part to get out.
Exactly.
So, but because the circle of people, we have to make it look like this person just went crazy that day, and this person just happened to be.
He just hates black people so much that he just want to drive 4 hours to kill a bunch of random black people.
Why he didn't kill the black people closer to him? Why did they?
I know, right? I know, right?
Why? Yeah, you had to drive for 4 hours.
But that particular town.
Was you building up the courage to do the shooting once you got there, or when you got there, you just got mad and said, "I'm just gonna shoot every black person that I see." Like, no, yeah, that thought that was well planned out by whomever, because, but we have been being targeted for multiple things. And when we hold knowledge, that is a major threat.
Hell yeah.
That's a major threat to people. A black person of color. Well, I'm going to say a person of color,
yeah,
holding solutions.
Yeah.
But then, okay, so if that's the case, like, if we have to do the schools like that, are we going to have to do our jobs like that? Are our jobs going to be protecting us like that? Are they going to have one way in, one way out,
well,
security?
You,
like, everything is going to have to be,
to
like,
jobs,
militant.
It is. But when it comes to the jobs, I'm going to tell you like this. I work in technology, right? And 10 years ago, I was in Texas. I was in, like, San Antonio, Texas, right? And I met this guy who was a contractor too, And he's like, yeah, we was talking. He's like, yeah, my wife's a millionaire. I said, really? And his wife was Filipino. I said, well, how is she a millionaire? He said, because she helped develop this program for in school or in-home schooling. So we own electronic learning centers. And people go to school from home, right? And I was married. And my ex-wife was a school teacher. I came back home. I talked to a dude in Texas. He said, I can see that. I can see them getting out of school and the teachers are working from home. Kids going to school from home, right? So I go tell my ex-wife, I say, listen, I met this guy in Texas or whatever, and they got the software package. It cost $3,500. I'm going to buy it, and let's try it out. Let's start our own learning center since you're already doing tutoring and stuff like that. Let's see if we can make money on the weekends. So I buy the software, everything. My ex-wife was like, I'm not interested. It ain't going to work, right? I'm like, cool, whatever. So I scrapped it. Fast forward, 2020, COVID hit. Everybody at home going to school, and instantaneously, they just so happen to have this already in place. You see what I'm saying? Within weeks of COVID, schools, everybody was set up.
Everybody got a computer.
It was, and everything, the whole system was set up. And I tell people this all the time. Anything that has to do with technology is not new.
Right.
When it comes out, it's been out for 10, 15 years.
It's already, it's past trial period. Yeah. Now it's time to put it to the forefront.
It's time for us to roll it out. So, and I tell everybody, do you really believe that that's a coincidence that we had a so-called pandemic or plandemic?
A
plandemic, and now everybody just within a week they could push a. Oh, we got public schools and work from school from home. No, that shit already was in place.
It's crazy because it's reality.
Yeah,
brought to the light, and yeah. Like you said, it was a plandemic because how. All of a sudden, we got this pandemic going on. I'm going to keep saying pandemic now.
Right.
Got this pandemic going on, and then 5 months later, you got the cure.
Facts.
Bullshit.
And then they got enough people. Now, motherfuckers gone. Now we got monkeypox now.
Yeah, monkeypox.
We got monkeypox.
What the fuck is monkeypox?
What the fuck is a monkeypox? That's all I like to know.
I'm going
to
look that shit up right.
Yeah. But it,
okay, because back in the day, you had to get, it was smallpox, chickenpox.
Mm-hmm. And we still got chickenpox and the measles. And the measles, yeah.
I've
and
never
mumps.
Had
measles,
measles and mumps. I've never had none of that.
You never had chickenpox?
No.
I caught it.
My son caught it
measles.
At school when he was in, I think, like second grade, and I still didn't catch it.
You want me to tell you what? I don't know if you remember this, if you could look this up. Back in the 70s and 80s. They used to say that the reason why you catch chickenpox was to complete to make sure that your immune system can handle diseases. It's almost like you had to get chickenpox. You know, it doesn't make sense. What I'm saying it's almost like puberty. Like you start going through puberty, your face break out and all that shit. They was kind of like making it seem like chickenpox was like the completion of you being a or a child or whatever type of thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you cross over, like now your body can handle and fight against
whatever.
Yeah, type of shit. That used to be kind of like the thing for chicken because I can remember everybody, because I remember back in school, everybody would catch chicken pox.
Never had.
And then you had your chicken pox scars on your body and stuff.
Yeah, I ain't got
I don't know if I got any more of them. But yeah, and it used to make you all itch and shit. Because I remember I caught chicken pox and then after me, all five of my cousins got it. Like I everybody.
Because y'all was out of playing together.
Yeah, it was all playing together, exactly. Yeah. Literally.
It was a pandemic.
It was a pandemic, exactly. So yeah.
I gotta stay in the house. We all stand in the house.
Exactly. And
oh
but,
God.
Is that monkeypox you put up?
Yes.
But
hold on. Okay, let's go. Let's see what it says.
Where my glasses?
Monkeypox was first discovered in 1958 when two outbreaks of a pox-like disease occurred in colonies of monkeys kept for research. Hence the name monkeypox. The first human case of monkeypox was recorded in 1970, the year I was born, in the Democratic Republic of Congo during a period of intensified effort to eliminate
eliminate smallpox. Since then, monkeypox has been reported in humans in other Central and Western African countries. Monkeypox is a rare disease that is caused by infection with monkeypox virus.
So why didn't Michael Jackson get monkeypox from Bingo or whatever his name is? What was Michael Jackson's monkey name?
Oh, my goodness.
Bubbles. Was that Michael Jackson's monkey
name?
Yes. But this is the crazy part. They also say that monkeypox also can be transmitted just like HIV. So you can catch monkeypox too. I read that too last week.
Oh.
That's hard, though, them pictures.
Yeah.
And why I got to start in Africa?
Everything starts in Africa.
I obviously, I see.
And it says the CDC is closely tracking cases of monkeypox that have been recently reported in several countries that don't normally have monkeypox activity, including the United States.
Yeah, they said somebody in Boston has monkeypox.
Okay, so... okay, so it says U.S. monkeypox cases are very rare. Monkeypox does not occur naturally in the United States. Cases have happened that were associated with international travel to important animals from areas where the disease is more common.
So if you're a person who travels on Greyhound bus, you don't have to worry about catching monkeypox doing no international travel.
OMG. That's crazy. So, once again, entering and exiting a country, going somewhere where you have no clue of what you're going in to get into. I, like, travel to me since the pandemic, it already puts fear in me. Like, because I'm scared to go somewhere and something happens.
Right.
And I can't get back home to my family.
Right.
And then I'm balling on a budget. They might not have the money to get me back.
So you
know?
So you're going to be stuck in the Congo?
Yeah, with monkey.
The monkey box. Like, hold on. You're stuck here because of COVID. Now you didn't call monkey box?
Yeah.
Look, there's a monkey right there on the screen. Right. Oh, you missed him. That's crazy. You see the monkey? See, they're going to get monkey pox. See the monkey up there?
So the thing is with these diseases and they're planned, and they planned on putting us out of commission with a COVID. Because prior to that, I remember a friend of mine, she lived by a railroad track, and she has seen a train go by, and all the cars had COVID-19 on them.
Are you
serious? And she really? Had took a video. She was like, what is this?
Really?
She was like, whoever running this train is carrying something very important, because every car had COVID-19 written on the side of it.
Really?
Because you know how you see the military sometimes? You see the train was carrying out a military equipment somewhere, mm-hmm. And it was like that, but it was all of the cars had COVID-19 written on the side of them.
Get out of here.
Right before COVID struck in January. And it started happening in, like, March.
Yeah.
I think she posted this video because she was outside in her backyard. And she
I'm
was
like, what is that? What's
man,
going on?
All these cars got COVID-19 on them.
Really?
And then all of a sudden we had COVID-19.
I would love to get that video. You know, I'll post that mug on Yizer. That's serious, though. It's serious.
Shit, I can't even remember who it was. Because, it was one of my Facebook friends.
And because this is the part that gets me, and is how people say they got faith and believe in a higher power, but they never stop when the government takes you. You know, sometimes thinker to understand it might not necessarily be what they tell you is going on.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? And then because the whole thing is like I used to tell people all the time, like people now, they catch a flu, they don't call it the flu. They automatically just think they got COVID. Exactly. You see what I'm saying? And so
that's that motherfucking Newport.
That Newport got right. So my thing is,
And I used to ask people all the time, back when it was rampant, I said, so you went to the doctor? Like, yeah. They said, you had COVID? I said, yeah. I said, so what's the solution? What did they give you to cure it? Nothing. They just sent me home and told me to treat like the flu. So I would ask them the question. 2 years ago,
right?
Oh, and they say quarantine. They now use the big word. So I said to them, did you ever catch the flu 2 years ago? What did you used to do when you caught the flu? You stayed your ass at home.
Right.
Anybody in your house, like, don't come in the room, I'm sick, blah, blah, blah. Is that or is that not the same definition as quarantine?
Same thing.
Same shit.
No, first of all, don't nobody even want to be around your ass if
you
got the flu. Because we don't want to have flu.
First thing goes, take your sick ass in the basement. Take your sick ass upstairs.
Gone to your room.
Gone to your room. That's the first thing you're going to say.
Motherfucker, go home.
Yeah. I had to ask somebody, so what's the fucking difference between quarantine and what you doing for?
Nothing. No difference. It's just because somebody else told you to do it.
Right. And we're not downplaying. We know that people lost their lives through COVID. We do understand that.
Because of mismanagement.
Yes, but we also know before the flu, pneumonia has been killing people for years.
No solution, no
vaccine.
Vaccine, but then you get COVID and you got a vaccine for it within 6 months.
And, but the but
three
the vaccine,
different versions yeah. of it. Like,
and the vaccine doesn't come. It doesn't, what's the word I'm looking for?
Cure it.
Cure it or prevent you from catching it.
It enhances your life. That's basically what they said. You won't,
yeah.
Your chances of dying are lessened by gotcha. Having, by having. Because we don't, why is my nose?
Is it fan?
No.
Oh.
It's like just itching.
Is
right
it that? Here. No, you got that turned off.
Yeah, because. So I can breathe while we in here. Okay, so we need solutions. We need some of these questions answered because we got guns getting ready to pop off in July.
Brah!
We got kids losing their lives to gunfire. And then today my daughter was telling me that the police somewhere killed a pregnant woman. They shot her 5 times.
What?
So my question about these shootings, if you're not in self-defense, well, I'm not even going to say that if you're not in self-defense mode because everybody's going to say that it was self-defense. If you are a police officer and you feel the need to shoot someone, why won't you shoot that person in the leg? In the arm, so that person can be brought to justice for whatever it is that they're done? Or are you killing them because they witnessed something you've done?
The answer is both.
Okay.
They, one dead and no tails. If I shoot you and I disable you, or you're handicapped or whatever, then the state is going to have to pay for you for the rest of your life. If I kill you and the justice system says it's justified killing, there's no
repercussion.
Right. That's why they kill and don't injure.
Ooh.
I mean, it's horrible, but it is what it is.
That's what I'm getting at. It's like you're shooting and killing innocent people because you don't want them to know that you were at fault to begin with.
That's true too.
And that is the saddest part because there are really innocent people that are losing their lives from police brutality because, A, you either know something about this police or the police did something improperly to you, and if you live to tell it, they're going to be exposed. So
right.
I'm going to kill you.
Yes.
I'm pretty sure when police training first take a place, I don't know. I ain't going to say that because I've never been a police, and I ain't never been to the police camp. But I would think for humanity reasons that you would not be trained to kill instantly.
Okay. Somebody's military is this. The number one reason why I got the military is I didn't, my moral compass didn't agree how the military operates.
Okay.
Kills at will and don't give a fuck around the world. Whole concept of the military is to conquer. I don't give a fuck what nobody says. It is what it is, right? Well, if I'm in the military, I might not necessarily do the killing, but I'm accomplished to the killing. You get what I'm saying? So
right.
I'm accomplished to, if I'm on this ship that goes and invade another country, I'm complacent in that conquer.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So that means I'm like, say the police, when they become police officers, the same shit, they're a part of a system. And you have to test your moral compass if you want to participate in that particular system.
Blue bloods.
Blue bloods, the blue wall, all that shit. It's just like joining a fraternity or sorority or a street gang. They have their
rules and regulations.
And the ones who get along, because the whole thing is like the same as a cop, right? And I'm a cop. And I'm a dirty cop, and I'm out here taking money off these streets. I got body the whole 9 yards or whatever, and you find out about it, right?
Right.
So then, are you going to turn me in?
Possibly.
Possibly not. Then you got to ask the same question. Have you ever lived on a street and you know the drug dealer selling drugs in your neighborhood? Like, I know he sells dope. There's no question in my mind I know he sells dope. You turn me in?
That's one.
My business. You a dirty cop? I'm going home at night to my wife and kids. I'm a mind my business, Officer Tana B.
And you,
I hope that you don't get fucked up in the long run, but Officer Tana B, I'm minding my motherfucking business. I'm coming to work, get my check, and go home.
I get that. I understand the whole reality of that because, you know, they say snitch is stitches.
Yeah.
So I do understand the concept of your word is bond and you minding your own business. But at some point when there are innocent lives being taken, somebody has to say something because the person that it happened to, it shouldn't happen. You got to think about that person's individuality, their family members, their, you know, kids, maybe if they have kids or anything. Like, you're taking away from society somebody that had nothing to do with your bullshit.
True. All of what you're saying is true. Got a question for you. You jump in the ocean, right? And a shark eats you. Who's at fault, the shark or you?
Me.
That's how the police think.
I'm in the shark's house.
That's how law enforcement. It's fucked up, but that's how they think.
Fucked up.
You know what I mean? The fucking police is a gang. They're a street gang. With bad. Yes. Just like the military. The military is hired hitmen. How the fuck can you sit there and tell me that Eli Lilly's sell dope that kills motherfuckers?
Dope.
And another motherfucker over here on a corner selling them do the exact same shit as Eli Lilly's, but Eli Lilly can get away because it's so-called legal.
Because
the same shit.
Eli has patent.
Right, exactly. It's the same shit.
But their job is designed to help or control issues within people.
Wow.
People are misusing that same that they sell to injure
them. Illegal, allegedly.
Yep. Do Eli Lilly sell heroin?
It's called what is it? Percocet. It's an opioid.
Not heroin.
Same shit. It is. I'm telling you, it's the same shit.
Listen.
Opioids is an opioid, right? It's made from opium, right?
True.
So my whole thing is, okay, I can take the same opiate, I can make heroin, or I can make percent. It's the same shit, right? It's just synthetic heroin. It's the same shit.
Heroin has,
yes.
You doing a question for you. Get that.
I got a question for you. Do you think brown sugar and white sugar is the same thing or different?
They're different colors.
Are they the same or different?
They're the same.
Percocet is an opioid. Heroin is an opioid. They both are made by opium. So they both have the same byproduct.
90 seconds.
So that means if they have the same byproduct, it's the same shit. Think about it.
Legal or illegal.
Right. And because it's legal, don't make it right. Like I tell motherfuckers all the time, slavery used to be legal. Don't make that shit right.
Right. But it was legal because of the people that were doing it.
Exactly.
Rules.
Right, they made the fucking rules.
Right.
Think about marijuana all of a sudden. Now marijuana is legal all of a sudden.
All of a sudden. People that is smoking.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Okay. So, okay. Well, thank you, Dwayne, for tuning in with me tonight. As always, we always got good topics, and we always try to touch bases with reality and give our input. Don't take nothing that we said personal, because this is just our opinion, okay? Tune back in next Tuesday with your girl, Tana B. Catch me this Friday at the Funny First Friday Comedy Show with the Dazzling Divas, and also this Saturday with the Dazzling Divas back at it with your comedy show and mail review. And shout out to Yaiser Radio Studios, to all of our programs that we got 24/7, y'all. YIZZOR.com TV or radio. So, Dwayne, thanks again.
Oh, no problem.
And give your Russell Simmons voice.
Remember, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power.
Hey. We'll see y'all back here next Tuesday.